Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Patty, I'm hot. Can I take my hoodie off, please, my little
man? I've had my heated gilet on today because it's been a bit parky, hasn't it?
I've had the heating on. It was so cold. Let me just take this off and go and get some water.
Look at my little girl. Look at my little girl.
She's such a good girl.
Get down.
Meanwhile, you can't see him here, but there's a big lad here. Let me show you. Look at the size of that. I find him hilarious because he's just massive and he's only a baby still, really. He's so much bigger than his sister, but I'm guessing boy cats just generally are. He's been done and everything. There's no reason why he should be such a supersizer. I know, sorry, I'm not trying to shame you. You're an absolutely magnificent beast. Can you see yourself in there? He's massive. And every time I take him to the vets, she says, oh, he's a bit fat. He's on the larger side. I was thinking, yeah, they're big cats. Ragdoll cats are supposed to be big cats. And this one particular pet who's obsessed with trying to put them all on a diet. They barely eat anything. They have literally a handful of biscuits each in the morning and a wet pouch at night. And I'm really minimal on the dreamies. But this vet has just got a real feeling up on it about, I think, I don't know whether she's on a flipping commission.
Do you guys want to see how big Swavey is?
That version of Weight Watchers. Go on then, get your snake out.
Oof. Look at this. It's a proper snake now.
Oof. When you first got that, it was a worm.
Yeah, now look at that. That's a proper snake.
It's getting girthy.
It is. Look at this. Look at that. That is proper.
You're going to be able to Britney Spears that soon.
Yeah. Danger. Shut up, Danger Noodle.
It's horrible.
I think he's beautiful. Hang on a minute. We're going to go large. What's going up my sleeve? I'm going to go here. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Let's... Baby. Where's his head? I'm going to show you his... Can I show you his head? There he is. Hello, my dear.
That's horrible.
He's beautiful.
No, it's not.
He's a beautiful little boy. He is a little boy. We had him checked. And the way they check him, he's got a little hole down here and they shove a spike up it. And if it goes in deep, it's a boy. If it doesn't go in deep, it's a girl. It went in deep. Poor lad.
Good grief.
Poor lad. I love it.
Oof.
Look at that. Look how thick he is.
That's mouse.
Hello, Med.
Oof. God. Oh, no, don't. Don't be dirty.
He's good. He's good fun.
Lioness, I understand dogs. I understand cats. I understand, I mean, even things like guinea pigs, right? But all that, the only, no. I was going to say like geckos and stuff I can see, but. No, no thanks, not for me.
Oh, Graham says the audio for this section is going to be interesting for those that haven't seen it. I forgot that this, yes, this is a podcast as well. I do and apologise, podcast people. I forget that this is a podcast.
Well, you missed an absolute treat there. A snake thrashing about.
Ah, lovely swavy.
I think it's horrible, but each to their own.
Yeah. Now, ooh. I've got down like, the side of my... Can you see these things down the side of the screen?
I can only see it on your screen.
Okay, well, we've got these different things here. Shall we see what they are? What's Kahoot? Let's click on Kahoot. Let's click Kahoot. On Kahoot. Education. Host and join interactive learning sessions and presentations. Nope, thank you. No, thank you. Right, what's this one? Coda, that'll be coding. With the Coda app for Zoom, you can take a vote. Oh, Jesus, listen to this corporate speak. You can take a vote, prioritise Q&A topics, uncover how your team really feelings about this meeting, and more.
That's not corporate speak. That's just bad translation.
What's this? Business cards, instant meeting recaps. Jesus Christ. Instant shareable meeting recaps from Reed delivers an automated summary, topics discussed, action items, and key questions.
Well, that'd be quite good. So I could not go to the meeting and just get that.
Reed is the ultimate app for hybrid meetings where you can see real-time engagement and sentiment scores. Sentiment scores.
No, shut up.
Sesh. There we go. Oh, this is fun. Get pissed up with your mates on Zoom with Sesh. Have a real heavy session with Sesh. Twine. I thought these might be fun. Get advanced breakout rooms and speed networking for your Zoom today. Twine makes it easy. Hello, Dragons. My name's Ian, and I have a pitch for you. I would like £100,000 for 2% of Twine. Twine makes it easy for Zoom hosts to create deep human connection in minutes.
What?
Take the work out of assigning breakout rooms and add some fun to your meetings. I'm happy to answer any questions. Yeah, what the fuck is that? I'm getting into Dragon's Den again. I've started watching the last series.
I like
series.
The Dragon's Den.
Yeah, I used to, and then I stopped for a long, long time.
I miss Bannatyne.
I miss Bannatyne. There was a great bit from season 5, episode 6 or 7. Season 19, the previous one, episode 6 or 7. And it's this weird guy who I first thought was a knob, right? Older guy. Which one's that? Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Jesus Christ.
He's massive.
That is incredible. He's so... Look at those eyes.
Oh, he's gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's...
He knows. He's like one chromosome away from speaking English. Those are human eyes in there.
What he does speak English, he says, now.
He did the other day. I heard that.
I would say to him, when do you want it? Now.
So the episode I saw, and it was this guy who I thought was a knob, mid-50s, jeans... No socks, beach shoes, sand shoes. And he'd invented this thing for bicycles. It's like for doing exercise bike in the house, but it rocks from side to side.
Yes, I've seen that.
And he was doing really badly. And he ended, so Peter Jones says, okay, so you've made £100,000 last year. So what are you doing? Have you got a job? He said, yeah, I work 3 days a week in the local bike shop. And Peter Jones went, why are you doing that? Are you lonely? And the camera went on him. He went, yeah. I thought, oh my God, are you lonely? Yeah, I am. And that silenced Peter Jones. It was an amazing bit of television.
Because Peter Jones probably building up to a,
yeah.
You need to get on your bike, mate.
Yeah.
Or,
Are you lonely? Yeah. Oh, okay. He got the money.
Did he?
He got the money. Kept getting the names wrong. He called Deborah Debbie, and he called Sarah Sarah. Oh.
I think that's why I remember it, because Deborah Meaden does not like being called Debbie. Did she?
Twice she called him out. I think he called her Debbie and ignored it. Then he called her Debs.
Zing, zing. I bet she was like this with her fingers as well. You can always tell when she's getting annoyed.
But this is the series when she's got the hand, the claw.
Oh, yeah. She's got the claw. Broken her wrist or something, doesn't she? So it's horrible.
Dave says, by the way, free parking after 6:30 along Madeira Drive next to Cornwall. Yes, because parking in Brighton is more expensive than London.
Mm.
It is so expensive. So that's good to know. Thank you. I'll have some of that. I was in. Are you lonely? Yeah. I thought, oh, yay. Poor bloke. Go on.
I was going to say, I finished The Banshees of Inisherin today.
Okay.
That's a very strange little film.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I enjoyed it.
Give us some of it without spoilers. I don't know if Alistair's
here.
Will
you not talk to me? No, you're boring. You're dull. Everyone's dull on the island. I won't speak to you anymore. You're dull. I've got things to do. I need to write music and read books and hang out with my dog.
Is this a TikTok or something?
No, that's what it is. So it's a tiny island where everyone is a little bit, related. And some lifelong friends, all of a sudden, one of them decides he doesn't want to speak to the other one anymore. And Colin Farrell is one of the friends and goes back to his sister, very confused. Have you had a row? I don't think I've had a row, but it feels like I've had a row. And he's treating me like I did have a row, but I don't think I had a row. There's a lot of that going on. And it's a weird film. I think it might be an allegory of Southern Ireland. All of a sudden, they don't get on anymore.
Dave says takes a turn. And yes. He says that film is bleak.
Yes, but at the same time, there are moments where you kind of find yourself going, oh, and it's quite funny. And, just as it's getting really weird and horrible, suddenly there's a funny moment. But, what a film. What a film.
Are you watching The Apprentice tonight, says Laura? No, I am going to bed straight after this, and I will watch The Apprentice tomorrow afternoon. Maybe I'll watch it Saturday.
I watch it with my kids. It's funny. The Apprentice now, though, is not a business show, is it? And hasn't been for some time.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I feel like you're not concentrating. You're going a bit fuzzy.
My back is killing me. I'm trying to get my...
There he is.
Why can we not just... can every week just be the episode when they have to come up with a cartoon character and make an advert? Just do that every week.
Can it look
week.
Like a shit, please? Because it always does.
Every week. That is the best part... of the series without a shadow of a doubt.
And then the final one where they rip their CVs apart. And being someone who's recently written a CV and had a friend make it acceptable and indeed attractive to a
punched
certain
it up.
Kind of person. Yeah, God. Oh, God, no. Oh, God. And I've done, you know, interviews as well. And you come out of them thinking, oh, I really hate selling myself. And those people go in there quite convinced that one of them, for example, that says he is the James Bond of marketing.
Ashley, are you in the room? Ashley has just tweeted us a picture of him with a big snake. I don't know if you're in the room here. Yeah, there we go. He will grow up to be... What's this? Hang on a minute.
And Leveling Up Fund, and that's about investing in local areas in order to create jobs and help deliver on that promise to boost growth.
Can't see it.
No, you can't see it. I'll show it to you. I don't know if David Turner's has made this, but he's... what is going on? I'm losing patience tonight with all the technical stuff because it's not doing what I want it to do. Hang on a minute. Come here. Come here. Go there. David has tweeted this, so I don't quite know if it's his or not. So it's Rishi Sunak. Hang on, what's that? I need to get rid of that. You're not allowed to see that. So it's Rishi Sunak doing a piece to camera, but without wearing a seatbelt. And David has written... Hang on a minute.
He's in the back, isn't he?
Yeah, you've still got to wear a seatbelt. That's the law, as you know, Catherine.
I haven't been in the back for a while, so...
Not wearing a seatbelt is one thing, but did you see how fast he was going? So, zoom screen, make you bigger, and go. Okay, so I don't know if he's edited or if this is... Well, here we go.
Leveling Up Fund, and that's about investing in local areas in order to create jobs and help deliver on that promise to boost growth. Leveling Up Fund, and that's about investing in local areas in order to create jobs and help deliver on that promise to boost growth.
Oh, that's tickled my pickle, that has. I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. Have you sacked your chiropractor yet? Yes. Yes, I have.
He gave you the prospective bill, didn't he?
Yeah, the bill was going to be $850, $750 if I paid for it all up front. And I just thought, I could afford it, but I'm not going to pay that. So I'm booked in to see an osteopath. I've been doing some, I found a couple of YouTube videos that give stretches for lower back pain. And I did it one day and it really helped. And then I didn't get into the routine. So I've done it again tonight and I will do it again tomorrow. And that helps. But they took x-rays and made notes. And so I wrote to them saying, can I get a copy of my x-rays and my notes, please? Nothing. 2 days later. Can I get a copy of my x-rays and my notes, please, for my personal records? Nothing.
Now, so, this is the person who got in touch with you over Christmas. So yeah. They do check their emails.
Yeah. And I'd had an email in between that email. So I know as a counsellor, one of the BACP ethical guidelines are, is if a client asks for their notes, we give them their notes. And I say, you have to say that at the start of the work, I type up notes, they're in password protected thing. And if you want to see them at any point, you can ask. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I wonder if that's a thing for chiropractors. So I went to the Chiropractors Council. I think it's the GCC, General Chiropractors Council. And I went to their ethics. And what I think it's rule H7 is, if a patient asks for their notes, you must give them to them. So I copied that, screenshot that and went, third email, can I have my x-rays and things? Here's a little reminder of the ethics and guidelines for the GCC that afternoon. Sorry for the delay, and here you are.
Oh.
Isn't it?
Smell them.
It does, doesn't it? And yeah, I thought.
Fishy.
Any chance you had of me signing up has gone. That I've been forced to do that. Who knows? Maybe the third email would have been enough anyway. Who knows?
Were they your x-rays?
Yes.
That you were shown?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I recognise my spine. because it was so fit.
Well, why are they being weird about it then?
I don't know. It's very, very strange. It's very and after the second email, they sent me an email about something else. So it was a little bit
like in a kind of, oh, look over there.
Yeah, it was a little bit. They were asking because I was going to potentially go to another branch of theirs, and they said, "Do we have your permission to send that stuff to the other branch?" That was after, in between the first and second email. And I was like, "Yes, you do. Could you send it to me, please?" Nothing.
Unbelievable.
It's outrageous, isn't it? Know your rights, guys. Know your rights, guys. But I've got an osteopath book next week. And it come, you know, I did some exercises the other day and I had a pretty decent day today with minimal pain. And then this afternoon and this evening, it's been absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. Mm-hmm. So we will see. But I think part of it is stress, definitely. That's what my thinking is. I'm feeling really tired. You're stifling a yawn. I can see it. We saw it.
I'm doing my very best.
And I'm feeling flat. One for you, Catherine. You seem to get better and better every week on Clinton's podcast. How are you enjoying it as the weeks go on?
You're so good on that show.
You're so good.
I love doing that podcast. It's such a laugh. And Alex is a joy. So I go around to his house on like 11 o'clock generally on a Tuesday morning after I've dropped the kids off. And it's a bit of light relief. I'm spending a lot of time at home at the moment. And I think that is why when I go over there, we have a good old natter. We have about 40 minutes having a cup of tea, me, him and his wife. And we put the world to rights and we go and do the podcast. And it's just a daft laugh. And I think everyone needs that now and again. And I think also the way things are going, I don't know what's going to happen with being able to continue with, you know, if it, depending on when I get a job and what it is, there will be some jobs I'm going for that will not like me doing things like that. And I do worry about that. So at the moment, I'm just really, really, really making the most of having that and having that creative outlet because, you know, I'm not on the radio anymore. And we do this twice a week. But other than that, that's kind of my outlet. I really enjoy it anyway. And I'm glad you do too. So thank you.
You might be at one of the live shows. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, there was talk of me doing a few, but I don't know. Let's see. And there was talk of, you know, depending on what happens, it's also up in the air. Depending on what happens, there was talk at one point of me going, like, being part of the tour, but I don't know.
Wow.
There was.
I'm surprised that you're not part of the live experience.
Well, I think because they've just finished that one, him and Ramon, he wanted to do something by himself for a bit, I think.
Yeah.
And he's used to doing that. You know, he's been, he, even when he was doing the tour with Ramon, he was doing gigs on his own. And he's brilliant. Like when we went to see him, the bits where he was on his Todd just working the crowd is hilarious. I'd go and watch that for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very good.
He's so good. He's so good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.